Ball with the ball. Bull gut. Black chick, white guy. Rock and roll Jesus. All summer long. Cocky, cowboy, American badass. Half Your Age, the song you wrote for Pamela Anderson after they broke up.
I remember that one.
Picture. Early Morning Stone Pimp. Devil Without a Cause. Somebody's got to feel this. Midnight Train to Memphis.
There you go.
Blue Jeans and Rosary. I love both of those songs. We did it!
She
we got the 16! We did it! 1-0! Let's go!
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Blue Jeans and a Rosary.
I was playing that song this.
Song.
I was playing that song this weekend.
That's a great song.
On my
song.
Playlist, my cleaning playlist.
On your cleaning playlist?
I mean, it's not called the cleaning playlist, but I got a playlist I play whenever I'm, you know, me and the lady are cleaning around the house and doing stuff. It's just
your cleaning playlist.
That's not a cleaning playlist.
He
but
had Lemon Pledge and a Dust Mop.
On 1340 WKGN.
Your housework playlist.
It's not just for housework. I mean, I got other stuff that just to vibe out to.
For like mopping and sweeping.
All right, let's go to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. It's time for our free window tent Wednesday giveaway. Last one of the year. Jeff, my guy, how are you doing today?
Hey, brother, how are you? It's great to be here.
Are you in the Christmas spirit yet?
I guess I am, you know. The Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales were great to the Davis family, and, you know, it's great to be alive.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Oh man, I don't think so.
Have you done your Spotify rap yet? We were just talking about our Spotify rap. Have you got your top artist of the year yet?
My top artist of the year.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
There's a lot of good bands out there right now. What's crazy about the music scene is there's so many of them.
That's true.
Choose,
that's the thing about music. There's a lot of options when it comes to who you can listen to. There are a lot of musicians out there. That is true. Well,
absolutely.
I won't take up too much more of your time, Jeff. Let's do our last drawing today, courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto, one of our favorite advertising partners here at the station. Drum roll, Cody, because I got to hold up. These headphones are broken. Drum roll. No, put your phone down. Give Jeff a drum roll. It's the last one of the year. There we go. All right, Jeff, who is it?
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Let's see. The winner today is Mr. Hugh Powers.
Hugh Powers.
Hugh Powers, my friend. What kind of vehicle does Hugh Powers drive?
You got to guess. Hold on. Cody wants to guess what Hugh Powers drives. Cody, what is your guess? What does Hugh Powers drive?
Range Rover.
A Range Rover is the guess. Okay. Jeff?
Like, because Range Rover does all those Christmas commercials, like,
yeah,
Range Rover's the one where, you know, that awkward moment where we're supposed to just randomly buy our spouses a car without their permission or anything. That's definitely Range Rover.
Either that or Lexus. Lexus and those damn bows. Like, yeah, here you go, honey. Here's an $80,000 car.
You got it for you. You never hear a Toyota Corolla win this.
Yeah.
Well, a Toyota Tacoma is Hugh Powers' a vehicle, a TRD. That's an awesome car. We actually, you are right though. Not a lot of Toyotas in the mix.
Well, now we go.
Comparable.
We got one.
We got one, baby. But absolutely, Hugh Powers. We would love to take care of you. But also, as we get into the colder season, we can't forget about the paint protection necessary with the weather, and that's paint protection film and the ceramic coatings. And yours truly, G&J Auto Graphics, would love to work with the Knoxville community on protecting their vehicle's paint.
About how long does that take to go in there and get the paint protection done?
Well, there's different grades. You'll get often with a Tesla, because it has the softer paint.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the full front clear bra film. That's about a 3 to 4 day turnaround. Literally, the whole front of the vehicle gets a polyurethane invisible clear bra installed, wrapped on top. However, you have the degree of ceramic coatings. You could have the sport package, which is the entry level coating, which lasts about 6 months. That's a 2 to 4 hour turnaround, same day, and then going up to the lifetime with the ceramic coating. It could be a couple days, because you layer the ceramic coating on under infrared, and as it gets colder, it takes a little longer to harden. So that's a couple day process.
take care of your vehicles, take care of the paint, and take care of one of our sponsors, GNJAuto.com. Congratulations to Hugh Powers. Jeff, appreciate you joining us. Appreciate the giveaway. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great Christmas.
You as well, brother. All right, Cody, you should have plenty of time to come up with some good headlines. Let's get to them. Now, what the hell happened to these headphones? That was embarrassing having to hold that up there.
I don't know.
Headlines, please.
Oh, I forgot we were doing headlines.
So you don't even have any headlines? You said
well,
there
yeah,
for 6 minutes?
I've got them. I just forgot we were doing them because the news was interrupted by something else. Normally, we don't interrupt the news for things. But okay, let's see here. Some guy fell off of a carnival cruise ship. I tried to tell you about this last hour. They found him alive. Get this, John. More than 15 hours later in the Gulf of Mexico. How about that? Of course, it was a carnival ship the guy fell off of. Trying to see what happened here. It looks like he was on board the ship, and then he was in the water. A 28-year-old passenger was miraculously rescued. He spent 15 hours treading water in the Gulf. He disappeared after he was repeatedly told to stop vaping by the staff.
So they threw him overboard for vaping, is what it sounds like.
A passenger on board the ship, Whitney Gaines, told the Daily Mail that she sat next to the missing man's family at breakfast the morning after he vanished. The family were talking about how he didn't come back to his room that night. They said he kept getting in trouble for vaping in the non-designated smoke areas. There's only one area where you can go smoke. His sister.
A millennial way to disappear. His man was in trouble for vaping.
Yeah.
And vanished.
His sister said he was with her and then he wasn't. All of the bars on board the ship closed at 11 p.m. His disappearance prompted the family to continue to search the ship until 3 a.m. The sister almost got him drowned. She waited until noon the next day to report him missing.
Wow.
I'd be so mad at my sister if I was treading water in the Gulf for 15 hours and she didn't even report me missing until noon the next day.
15 hours is wild.
I can't do that long. I can't even do 15 seconds.
Oh, I was.
You can't tread water for 15
minutes? I can't
tread
water at all. It's a problem. It's weird because I can swim.
It's not really a problem.
I can go side to side, but if I stop, I'm dead.
It's not a problem unless you fall off a cruise ship into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, just simply don't fall in, and it's not a problem.
Okay, there we
go. You know, I went on a carnival ship back in the summer. We took a cruise in July or August or whatever that was. Did I tell you that on the way back we found a Cuban rescue boat? The captain came on the ship and said we rescued them, but I don't think we rescued them. There were like 15 Cuban migrants trying to get to Miami. They were just on this little piece of
little dinghy
boat.
A piece of what?
It just, you know, it wasn't a nice boat. It was like some slabs of wood,
just a little dinghy.
Whatever. And there was a storm coming, and we spotted them out there, and we took them in. And then I think we gave them to the Coast Guard. And
were they already in the?
They were probably executed.
Were they in U.S. territory at that point?
Yeah, U.S. waters.
Yeah, we weren't far off the coast of the Keys, but I don't know if we were in U.S. water. But they have a thing.
It only extends a certain distance. Yeah.
Was the casino going on the cruise yet? Because the casino can't go until you're in international water.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, the casino was going.
Well, then I felt like
we were off the coast of the Keys.
Well, I think you have to be in international water for the casino to be going, so they should have left that boat unless they were really actually wanting to get saved.
I could be wrong about this, but I think there's a policy that the cruises have where they have to take them in.
To rescue people?
Yeah, they call it rescuing it, but again, I think they probably made them walk the plank.
I'm supposed to go on a cruise this next year.
You're going to get a cruise next year?
I don't think I'll ever go on
a cruise.
I think
I'm supposed to go to Aruba, I think.
A cruise to Aruba?
That's what my mom said. I haven't heard back in a while, so I don't know, but I probably should get a passport. That probably would help.
I don't know if you have to have cruises or a passport.
Let me know if you find Natalie Holloway.
I do need to get a passport.
I didn't have one last time I went on a cruise, but I had to get like my birth certificate or something.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you trying to do, get a passport?
Yeah, I need an Ecuador passport.
The way to do that is you pay a fee.
I know somebody got one same day. Like, they were about to fly to Europe, and they were in Atlanta, and went down there and paid just a bunch of money, and they made them a passport, like, in, like, 4 hours before their flight.
That's also an option. You have to pay a bigger fee for that.
It was, like hundreds. I don't remember the exact price, but.
So where do I go to do this? I'm on FedEx.
You can go to the post office.
And go to the post office?
Uh-huh.
You sure about that?
I don't think the post office does passports.
That's where I got my first passport, but mine expired.
I thought you have to go to like a certain...
Walgreens for my first one.
Walgreens?
Yeah, I think you can go to Walgreens, get the pictures
and
stuff.
Yeah, I got
done.
An ad for Angelsoft.
But I think there's like an office you have to go to. Not the post office, but... Because I went there with somebody one time
It used to be the post office.
Chances, any time soon you're going to be back near like my car? I think my passport's in that car.
Yeah, you do have some stuff in there. I took $10, by the way. You left $10 cash in there, too, but it's gone. So, but you left some.
You did what now?
Well, you left $10 in there.
Well, yeah, because you always need some cash in there in case something happens. You need it. So I like to keep $10 or $20 in my car just in case something happens.
Well, I was just going to let you know that's gone. But you do
something
have.
Happened.
I think I'm going to need that back.
Well, you also have, like, you had a driver's license in there and a couple
expired.
Other things. I could have stolen your identity if I was a jerk, but I didn't.
Well, did you take it in or is it still in the car?
No, it's all that stuff still in there.
There
may have been a passport. Like right in the front, middle.
Yeah.
I think there was a passport. Because
apparently if my passport is less than 5 years expired,
I should have just became you. I should have just shaved my head and like decided to move.
I have a thyroid problem.
Yeah. I should have moved. I should have became you and moved to like somewhere, another country. Moved somewhere. Just change my identity. Become you.
They're all expired.
They give me access to all your bank accounts. I just clean them out. go to Romania or something.
I don't know. Now it's making me nervous that all that stuff's just in that car. That's why I'm asking you to go back to my car.
It is bad that stuff's in there. You might need to go get that stuff. Or I can go get it if you want me to.
Well, do we have enough? We'll figure it out.
But my passport's at the dealership.
My passport's still in there.
It's going to be there for a while.
My passport's still in there?
I think so. I mean, I didn't take it out.
Okay. Anything else valuable in there? I think I have a pair of sunglasses up top, too. Do you want my sunglasses up top?
No.
Sell those for an extra $20.
I think I pawned those. No, I didn't. I didn't take anything out of there. Everything that you left in there is still in there.
Okay.
Other than that $10, of course.
Yeah, I took that $10.
There was some change, too. I think I took the change in the little compartment. There's a little change there.
Yeah, a little change jar.
Yeah. So, but everything else,
what'd you do with that $10? Buy your coffee and...
I don't know. I don't know what I did with it.
Okay.
I needed it, though, that day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have needed it more than I did if you're going to steal from your friends. So
I wasn't stealing.
How wasn't it? It's not like you don't see me every day.
At that point.
It's not like you didn't see me every day.
Right, but at that point in time...
How's it not?
That was my car. You said this is your car.
I didn't say that.
So
like,
everything in this car
is
yours.
Everything in it was I asked you specifically. I was like, hey, I got some things in there. Just throw it in like your you said you had a place at your house that you could throw it in. I was like, I don't have a place for those golf clubs or anything. Just put them somewhere.
Those golf clubs are.
You can sell those.
They're gone.
They're not worth anything.
They pawned those. I needed the money.
But the $10, I would have liked.
Yeah.
And you saw me every day, so it's not. Like
it was just I guess the way I looked at it is it's $10. He didn't even know it was in here.
No, I did know it was in there, but...
I don't think you knew it was in there. You knew $10 was in there?
I thought it was $20, actually.
It definitely was not $20.
Well, like I said, I usually put like $10 or $20 in the under glove compartment just in case. Well, just in case like you get caught out somewhere and need some cash. Sometimes you need cash for parking.
Well, that was exactly the situation I was in. I don't know. Here, I got the $10. I gave you the $10. The principal.
Thank you.
There you go. $10 just for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Had another duo of soccer games. See if you can put one of these on. Which one do you want to watch? Mexico or Argentina, Cam?
Argentina's probably the better game. You got Messi in it. That's a better player.
Who's Mexico playing?
Saudi Arabia.
Poland's. Or no, Mexico's playing Saudi Arabia, yeah.
Surely these Poles can't be very good at soccer.
Mexico hasn't scored. Mexico
win or draw and Mexico draw.
Yeah, so like right now in that group, Poland has 4 points. Argentina has 3. Saudi Arabia has 3. Mexico has 1.
So Poland's winning the group, Cody.
So Mexico needs a win and either a Argentina win or to score. Yeah, they need either Argentina. Yeah, they need Argentina to win, and then they'll make up some point goal differential on Poland because they're right now they're
and Mexico's playing Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So I think
Mexico, they should be.
If I was the Saudis, I'd build a wall in front of the goal and try to keep them out.
That is a good game plan. I hear that works.
Mexico's in trouble.
They're losing?
No. I just mean like when I'm looking at the
just their way to get in.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to be in trouble, which I don't think they're worthy of getting through. They're not very good.
They weren't very good this year.
Finalists for the Walter Camp National Player of the Year Award. Finally. Finally, Hendon Hooker gets on something. I haven't seen
him. He was on the Maxwell.
I would say, yeah.
What was that? The best quarterback?
That's like best player.
Oh, okay.
It was him, Shroud, and Williams, I think, on that one.
He wasn't on quarterback.
Cam, do you know if the Maxwell has anything to do with the Heisman? Like, is it ever a precedent?
Usually there's not a correlation, if I remember correctly. Usually the Maxwell, they usually actually give it to you either get – it's either a quarterback or just, like, actually, like, you know, the peer best player in college football. And, the Heisman kind of – there's a lot more narrative.
So it's like
the
Heisman, but it's not the Heisman.
Yeah. Some people, you know, credit that for being the
better
award. I used
to win it a lot on the game.
Yeah.
So the Maxwell is better than the Walter Camp National Player.
I think so. I think the Maxwell is higher regarded. And I think some people value that one, like, almost better than the Heisman just because they think there's, like, less, like – politics behind it for that one.
Well, who gives out the these other awards? I know the Heisman's voted on by the media. The other ones just who votes on those?
I'm not sure,
like, a committee,
how they're
or
voted on. It's a good question.
I don't trust the crooked media.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's just – I'm not sure who does
Somebody
those.
Probably votes on them.
Thank you for that insight.
Be my guess.
You've just melted in the last 2 hours. Once we made fun of your movie posters in your room, you've been really trying to mel it in.
He's gonna go home and talk to his posters. They were so mean to me today, Al.
The only thing that you've brought to the table is your stupid Spotify Wrapped.
Al, they just kept bullying me, but you never abandoned me, right?
Hunter S. Thompson, I know how you feel. I'm a genius before my time as well. Here, let's do some cocaine and drink together.
Some would say.
Yeah.
And shoot guns. Don't forget shooting guns.
Let's go
That's
shoot
guns.
Thompson
America.
Loves shooting his guns.
Let's go shoot guns.
You know Thompson killed himself in February because football season was over? Have you ever read his suicide note?
Yes, because you asked me if I read it, and then we read it on the show.
No, we read his drug regiment.
Mm-hmm. Did we not read his letter, too? You asked him
I don't think
letter.
We read his suicide letter. But he basically said, like, football is over. And it made me think about if I was going to kill myself, not to get too dark, but if I was, that would probably be the best month.
I keep trying to think, would I do it, like, after the Super Bowl, after my team got eliminated? Would I just be like, okay, enough, the Titans have lost again, I don't care who wins the Super Bowl? Do I, you know, watch Super Bowl and then, but then you got to get sucked into conference basketball play. Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I feel like we'd have to wait at least past our birthdays.
Yeah, if you just give
early
it a
March.
Couple weeks in February.
Well,
like
a couple weeks in February, then, the sun starts shining again and spring comes and you're kind of like, life
seasonal
isn't so
depression
kind of
goes away a little bit.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, do I wait till my birthday? It would be kind of poetic if you do it on your birthday.
That
your
be
birth
be
and death
this
day
says
the same.
Or the most suicidal months of the year occur in the spring.
That would look really good.
April,
on
May,
the...
and June.
I thought December was the worst time.
No, this says April, May, and June, which is surprising to me.
What's
from Hopkins Medicine.
What's so bad in May?
I don't know.
Allergies, bro.
Allergies. Just
can't
stop sneezing. I can't quit sneezing. I've had enough.
This. It starts getting hot again. You're like, man, the summer's going to be brutal.
Those usually seem like the best months to me sometimes. I think because my birthday's in April, and it always gets a little warmer, and I always feel like
that would be a
those
reason
are the
for me
months.
To go out.
Sometimes my birthday, March 8th, is warm. Sometimes it gets hot there, and then sometimes it's cold. It's a very weird one. Sometimes it's really cold, and sometimes it's nice and hot.
Sometimes it's raining because April showers bring May flowers.
Well, I said my birthday is in March, so my one has nothing to do with what we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah, your birthday is in March. It's usually still pretty cold on your birthday, I think. March 8th.
What do May flowers bring?
June.
Pilgrims.
Gloom.
Pilgrims.
Pilgrims. I get it. I get it. It took me a minute, but I get it. I get it now. We should just tell jokes the rest of the show.
That's the only one I got.
Yeah.
I love just those one-liner jokes that nobody tells those anymore.
Yeah. What you got one?
He's Googling them.
He just added it. I was Googling. Well, I was Googling.
Googling, what does the Mayflower bring?
No, I was Googling Junior Sopranos jokes.
Oh, of course.
Typical.
Of course.
Yeah. This joke may contain profanity. Well, that's fine.
Michigan running back Blake Corum. TCU quarterback Max Duggan. How about a Max Duggan? Is it Duggan, Duggan?
I think it's
Duggan. It's got two G's. That would indicate that it's Duggan.
That's what I thought, but I do think it's Duggan.
I think it's Duggan.
Anyways, how the hell is he up for best quarterback in the country? I watched him play against Baylor. He's not the best quarterback in the country.
He's been good this year, but yeah, he's not.
Hendon Hooker didn't get nominated, but that guy did. Hooker's up for Walter Camp, National Player of the Year, as is C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams.
So yeah, that and the Maxwell, I guess, is the same pretty much. I mean, those guys have all been good. Shroud, I feel like, should be eliminated just off the Michigan game.
Well, and the Northwestern game.
And the Northwestern game, yeah.
Like, take his stats out of garbage time and nothing.
Yeah, he did a lot of garbage time stuff.
Consider the wide receivers he has. Like, yeah.
If you took his first two quarters of every game and compared it to every quarterback, he wouldn't be close.
What are you laughing about, these jokes?
Guy comes home with a bouquet of flowers for his wife. I guess I'll have to spread my legs now, she says. Why, he asks. Don't you have a vase? It's pretty good, isn't it? It's funny when Uncle June tells it.
That was,
you know, I base 40% of my personality off The Sopranos. So.
Yep. I would say maybe just mob.
Mob culture?
Yeah, mob culture.
I just think it would have been cool to...
To be
I just like I like the,
to whack
the
a guy.
Family element of it. I think maybe that's what I'm jealous of.
You know that's what they named the Sopranos, right?
Because
that's their family last name.
Oh, what?
It's their family last name. That's why the show's named that.
It sounds like you just need to be on the sports team again.
No,
what,
I think
that's what I'm getting here.
What?
You just need to be on the sports
he
team
misses,
again.
He misses
the family
camaraderie.
Yeah,
he misses just being one of the boys.
I think it's because I grew up with divorced parents.
Right.
And it was just me and mom most of the time. And I like that idea of a big family where, like, everybody's just, like, but I never had one that was big like that. But, you know, like, the ones that have a bunch of.
Do you think you would have joined a gang if there were any gangs around where you grew up?
In Arkansas.
I don't think so.
Nah.
I don't think so.
I mean, they would give you the big family you needed.
Yeah.
I think it would depend on, like, how you get in. Like, if they're jumping you in, you probably would have been out. But
nah,
if they're
I think
just
young
like,
Cody would have liked to scrap it up a little bit. Not this Cody
fair.
Who gets beat up by one guy outside
the
bar.
That's true.
But
young Cody could take a few guys at once,
You know, the offensive lineman in him would have really liked.
Let me tell you something, pal. I still can, all right? Keep pushing your luck. You insult me about 17, 18 more times. We're going to have a problem.
I didn't insult you. I was just recollecting on some memories.
Well, that didn't happen. But, yeah, I mean, I used to like to scrap a little bit. We had a lot of football fights.
I'm just saying you might have been in a gang then. You were kind of like, the football team.
He would feel edgy doing that, being in the gang. You could see a little edgy.
Not really. I mean, I don't think I could have handled the illegalities of it.
The illegalities?
Because you would always think somebody was after you. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you killed a guy, that to me, that's the worst part about killing a guy. I wouldn't feel bad about it, I don't think. But I think I would be so paranoid that, like, I didn't dispose of something right and that I would get caught, you know?
Just
that would
stuff.
Be the worst part about it.
Yeah.
Just be a professional.
I think if it was legal, I would have killed someone by now. I don't think
Purge? You're taking somebody out Purge night?
Yeah, I think I would kill some people. Just
you got like a list? Or
see what it's
just,
all about, you know?
Or just
no, I don't
random.
Have a list.
Just some random guy.
Although if I
street.
Did have a list, you know, the two guys that keep disrespecting me, that keep making fun of me.
Get that Purge siren going.
No, I wouldn't kill you guys. I think if I ever killed someone, it would be someone in traffic. That's the only time I ever get legitimately mad. like angry to the point. I have road rage for sure. And I got road rage yesterday because a lady honked at me. And I knew I was the one being the problem, and I still got mad. Because I was on my phone, and I was going slow, and I was just, like, swerving in front of her. And I knew I was the problem.
You can't get mad when that happens.
I know, but when you hear that horn,
there's something about it. It's a trigger.
There's something about it that makes you mad. I tell my mom that all the time.
My mom will casually just honk at people. I was like, Mom, don't do that. Like, I know you're from the country. That was fine. You honk when you drive by people's houses. Well, you don't know stuff.
I've always wanted to sell that to insurance companies. We need three different horns.
Yeah.
A light horn.
We need three different horns in your car.
Hey, what's going
on? And I think we could sell that, and I think insurance companies would be all over it because we could sell it as we're reducing road rage because you need a, like, hey, bleep you horn, and a, hey, excuse me, light's green, beep, beep.
And then, hey, how's it going, neighbor?
Yeah. Because I feel like there are times when you can use the horn as like a...
Hey, I'm just giving you a heads up, the light's green. I'm not saying like...
It's more of a friendly kind of thing.
I'm not honking
at you. I'm not mad about it. Yeah. I just let you know because you're not paying attention. Yeah.
Somebody in the road that, you know, maybe walking out, you don't see this little beep, beep. Heads up, biker, I'm coming to your side.
Yeah, I wish they would do things like that.
The horn's a trigger for so many people.
No, yeah.
It could be nothing.
I don't blow my horn at people. I would never. Unless I'm like, could easily get in the clear of them.
Yeah.
You want another joke?
Let's hear it.
A Chinese man goes to see an eye doctor.
Talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
It's overrated. Overrated, my friend. Overrated. I want to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right. Who's ready to play some overrated, underrated?
I am ready to play overrated, underrated.
All right. All right. First up, we have Hooters.
I got to go with underrated. Are we talking about owls?
Yeah.
You're such a dork.
I saw an owl when I went home for Thanksgiving. When I first got to my mom's house, there was an owl up on the swing set.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. Can you tell me more
about it?
Well,
you don't see them that often, do you?
You want to come to my backyard?
Owls?
We got owls in my backyard all the time.
I see owls every day, bro.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You don't ever see an owl.
There are owls in my trees. Every time I take my dog out to use the bathroom, there's owls up there. What are you talking about?
Back my house, too, at night.
You never
see them. You hear them. You just hear them going in the middle of the night.
What are you talking about?
I know you can hear them going, whoo. Hooters, the restaurant, I'm going to go underrated.
Okay.
I actually do like their wings. It's like the country song in the mid-2000s. You know, it was like some girl sang it. It was like, you like Hooters for their hot wings, too, or something.
What are you talking
about? I don't know. I actually like their wings, though. I think they're not bad. I like the Sweet Hots, the Chipotle Honey wings. I like those. Mm-hmm. I think their food's okay. I mean, for a chain, it's... not bad.
It's been a while since I've been to Hooters, honestly. Like, I mean, like, of the last maybe 3 years, I've been to Hooters maybe twice. I used to go a lot when I lived next to the mall. I used to love their lunch special when it was like $8 for a burger, fries, and a drink. I was like, man, that's tough to beat. Like, you could add like a dollar like for like a Mountain Dew. And I was like, oh,
they got the curly fries, too.
They do get the curly fries.
And the burgers are not bad.
I like the burgers.
They're a good little restaurant.
I like their wings. I like their burgers. You know.
I like the broads.
That's the thing is I usually get bad service at Hooters, so that kind of makes me not want to go.
I feel like they have the pretty privilege to not really serve.
Well,
that's the thing. That's why I don't like going to places like that. My friends like going to Twin Peaks, so Twin Peaks kind of hurt Hooters.
Yeah.
Because like if you're wanting to look at broads and you want to look at women and see some chicks,
they're
like
way hotter.
You're like, hey, let's go to Twin Peaks. I don't know if they're hot or not. They step up the outfit level.
I always get a heavy one at Hooters. They never give me a good one. I always get like, or like the one like.
Think they're typecasting you, or
I don't know.
They save the possible pill. The pretty girls for the.
Well, it's like there's like three like, you know how it is when you go into Hooters and there's like three gorgeous blondes, and then there's like one like, little short, stubby, like, Filipino girl. Like,
so you think they're like, hey, it's a fatty.
they give me the least desirable.
Brittana, you're up. The fatty's here.
Like, eh, just this guy. Let's save our best roster. Like,
You think that's what's happening to you?
I think so. But I really, though, to be honest, I would rather not look at beautiful women while I eat, because those two things are separate for me.
And like Cam said, the pretty privileged thing is real. They're like, hey, we're dressed up. We don't have to actually be good at our job today, because we're going to – the expectation is that we'll flirt with this guy and get a tip. And then if you go at certain times of day, you'll have the guys in there that, like, think they like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
And that's always very sad. There's one old – he's 62. He weighs, like, 280 pounds. Somehow he's still alive, and he's – he's just hitting on them. And Can I get a picture?
Food's good, though. I do like the food.
Yeah, I think the food's pretty good for, you know, I'd rather go to a Hooters than a Applebee's or a Chili's or.
I mean, I'd rather go to Hooters than Twin Peaks, too. I like the food at Hooters.
Like the really cold beer at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I don't.
They got that 28 degree beer.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me. I don't care about that.
Yeah, you don't. You can't drink beer.
I can't.
Oh,
they
gave him a penalty on this?
She was above it.
What was the penalty?
Above it?
The goalie made some pretty tough contact to Messi. I thought, ball don't lie.
Messi in this game?
Holy cow.
Ball don't lie. Messi gets, I don't know if that's a cheap penalty or not.
He plays for Argentina.
I can't say that guy's last name.
I was kind of thinking that it wasn't a penalty, but.
I just realized what a dumb question. It's a funny question, though.
And then Messi.
I was like, Messi plays for Argentina? And it's like, well, yeah, he's not. He doesn't play for Poland.
Yeah.
Why would Messi play for Poland?
And then Messi.
Yeah, the Poland goalie just blocked that penalty.
Got a PK.
The Poland guys are all so white.
They're so fired up, though, now.
Look how white
they just
all
defeated
are.
The champion Messi.
I really hope Poland wins this game and knocks Argentina out of the
world. Yeah,
I don't think I'd want to live somewhere where everybody's white. You know what I mean? Like one of those northern European countries.
Because then who's the superior people, you know?
Yeah. Like
there's no tier level.
Everybody's the top race. Like, why would you want that?
There's no conflict. Like,
Thanks for laughing.
Plus, you got Ukraine.
No, that was good.
It makes
that was
it more
good.
Acceptable if
yeah,
you laugh.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah. I like that.
Plus, you've got Ukraine on your eastern border. So, who wants any part of that, you know?
Yep. Chernobyl and whatnot.
You can hear the missile strikes.
Sometimes they hit your country.
Yeah, accidentally. Yeah, if I lived like on the eastern shore or the eastern border of Poland, not sure, I would. That would be scary because you're like, you know, you're just one wrong misstep dying probably.
You think they're gonna have the soccer game at Hooters at 10 a.m.?
Ooh,
I don't know. I don't know. I know they won't have dark beers and shepherd's pie,
okay,
but
thanks to America,
you know,
I gotta be working 8:30 a.m.
You
want
to go to Hooters? Let's go to Hooters.
Are you guys going to have it at your place?
Yeah, we'll be open.
Maybe we'll just go to Cam's. I don't have liquor.
I've never been there.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, I don't have liquor, though.
They do have dark beer, though.
We got a dark Czech lager.
You could just be a man for the morning and
oh,
and
I
drink
need to
beer.
Ask my. I need to ask Kevin about
how is it more of a man to drink
pub.
Beer than liquor?
Well, you could drink liquor.
I once beat someone up for liquor. That same conversation.
Did you?
He called me a meow.
Did you?
He called
did you
me
White
a meow.
Claw boy?
No, this was before White Claw Day. This was just straight whiskey.
So he's drinking liquor and he,
yeah.
Like, bro, I'm drinking the higher.
That's what happened.
Stuff.
He's like, you want to go outside and do a keg stand with me? I was like, no. He's like, come on. I was like, I don't drink beer. He's like, what are you, some type of meow?
Yeah. It's a question worth asking.
Yeah. And I said, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm drinking liquor here. Yeah. Like I'm drinking basically straight liquor.
That's
like,
harder core.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Well,
so then we kind of got into it. And then as I was leaving for that night, I was walking out. And then he had said it out loud to somebody like, man, I can't stand that guy. So then I
turned, that's what he said about you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I turned around. I was like, you got something to say? And then he kind of said, I don't know
then
what
he
happened.
Beat you up.
No. This was one of those that would probably not get labeled as a fair fight. He
was a little guy.
He was tall. He was just pretty lanky, but.
Yeah.
He
skinny.
Yeah, he went at me a couple times that night, so you know. The whiskey did kind of make me angry, I think, in that regard. So
I could see it.
I took
I had a lot of trouble with the whiskey when I was younger.
I said something like do something about it or do something, so I grabbed his face and I pushed him into the wall, and by the time I got his head off the wall, I came with the right hook, and man, his beer went flying everywhere all over him.
Not so tough now, are you, beer boy?
He was not. I did see him like a month after that, and he thanked me for it, I think.
He thanked you?
Yeah.
I can't imagine getting beat up and then thanking the guy.
He was like, you know, I was wrong.
thanks for putting me in my place.
That's kind of what it was. Like, I needed that, I think, because, you know, I was being a jerk, and somebody could have hurt me a lot worse than you did. Because I just gave him a couple punches, and then they pulled me off, but.
Yeah. I think
I think people like that need to learn a lesson, though.
Yeah, some people need to get beat up once.
Oh, yeah, some people.
It wasn't like I got hurt, like, you know, hurt him. It was just. He did a couple times. He went
probably
down.
Never had gotten punched in the face. And well, there's like,
some people need to be punched in the face.
No.
Hey, and that's the problem with today's culture. There's a lot of these people walking around who think they can just talk trash to anybody. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, they'd hit you in the face for that. You get hit in the mouth.
Right.
And now you don't.
Right.
Now everybody gets to, you know, participation trophies and all
Now. Just send him to therapy. He'll be all right.
I like to think.
There are a lot of emboldened people now, though, that. Well,
because like
they don't have to worry about getting hit.
I like to think that guy became a cool Hank.
Yeah.
He thanked me for it.
Yeah, maybe he did.
It's made him a good person. He knocked some sense into him, as they say.
I have
no
problem.
Some people need sense knocked into them. That's 100% what it is. Some people need sense knocked into them.
I have no problem with that. There's been a lot of times I deserved to get hit in the face and didn't, you know. Nothing wrong with somebody hitting somebody in the face, you know. But nowadays
they'll
sue you.
You got hit in the face, you got beat up.
Nowadays they'll sue you. They'll press charges. Whatever happened to just going out back and having a little scrap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Jessica says, "Make it stop, please." Hooter shaming. I wasn't Hooter shaming, Jessica. I was making the case. I'm for Hooters. Cody.
Hooter shaming.
Profiling Hooters hostesses. So she's saying that you're profiling.
So what she's saying is she works at Hooters? Is
that I don't know if that's what she's saying or not, but if she is, I think that sounds like she might be saying that. But I think you're profiling them by saying that they give you the bad waitresses because you are getting profiled, but I think she's saying that's not true and to stop putting the hostesses down, accusing them of
putting
doing
the hostesses
well, you're
down,
accusing
putting the waitresses
down. But you're accusing, I think they pick who goes to what section, and then certain servers have certain sections.
Yeah, that's true.
I believe that's how that works.
Yeah, that is how that works.
And you have offended Jessica.
Say you're a hostess at Hooters without saying you're a hostess
at
Hooters.
Well, she might be. She put hashtag profiling Hooters hostesses. She might be.
She may just be in the service industry.
Yeah, maybe you should be sweet and not be putting down people. This is what
I'm not putting anybody down.
You offend everybody. I don't
put people down.
I try to help
you.
You
just tried to talk about a nice family restaurant, and you're over here.
I don't put people down.
I do want to go.
How is what I'm saying?
Do they still do Wing Wednesday?
We can go right after the show.
Yeah, I mean to do, because I went after dodgeball one night.
Let's go after the show. We'll go see Jessica.
I can't go after the show. I don't eat lunch at 3:30.
You can eat dinner.
I don't eat dinner.
You can eat early dinner.
I don't eat dinner at 3:30.
You eat early dinner.
I'm not 80. What do you mean early dinner?
Well, what time do you eat lunch?
I don't do early dinner and late dinner. I do dinner.
What time do you eat lunch?
I eat lunch 11? At 11:30.
Okay,
I
is 3:30 not a proper time to eat 4 hours after you ate lunch?
No.
I only space my meals at about 4 hours apart.
No, I don't. I'm not hungry at 3:30.
By the way, tell me how I offended. Did I say something that was offensive? All I said was I never get the most attractive girl there. It just always seems to me like I get one of the lesser. I don't mean to.
You're saving that
I'm not trying to sound like a pig, but I'm
you're
just saying
there's a pig by saying
there's definitely a ranking of.
Maybe that's where you offended.
Well, maybe I am a pig, but there is a ranking of. You go in the Hooters, you're going to, in your own mind, somebody's going to be number one, somebody's going to be number two, somebody's going to be last.
Wow. Putting values on women.
So when you walk in, you check out the waiters and waitresses.
Let's not act like women don't do this when they're looking at guys
looking at
somewhere.
Where?
Looking
at guys where?
Wherever.
Where? Give me an example.
Wherever there's a group of guys.
Give me an example.
Okay, I'm a woman.
Uh-huh.
I'm going
into
a bar.
Uh-huh.
All right? I'm meeting a couple of friends, and there's three guys there, and we're hanging out with those guys. If I'm the woman, I'm ranking those guys.
Well, here's the difference. You're going out in a social setting. They're at work.
Well, they, you know, choose to work there. I mean
that's fine.
I feel like when you work
they're
there, you kind of know what you're signing up for, don't you?
It's a little bit different. If you almost had it, if you're like, hey, three women come into a bar and there's three guy bartenders, and they're like, which one do I want to serve us?
Okay, that then. Yeah. I mean, if you go to work there, you know there's a little bit of, you're kind of signing up for, like, obviously you want men to look at you. Now it sounds really sexist, and I don't mean for it to, but, hey, right? Can you say I'm a little bit right? I'm a little bit right, right? I feel like if you work at Hooters, you think you're attractive.
Did you see what Christine McVie done?
What? You got to be kidding me.
No. She was.
Oh, no.
The band just put out a statement.
I love Christine. I like Christine more than Stevie, to be honest.
A lot of people are saying that.
Oh, that's a shame.
She is dead.
Well, she was pretty old. She's 70-something. She wasn't that old.
They're all getting kind of old. Like,
I would have guessed Christine was 76.
We do need to schedule a Wing Wednesday, though.
Christine McVie. I want to be with you everywhere.
Is there any midday stuff coming on?
Oh, you know what song I'm going to listen to today? It's going to be so sad. Songbird. It's going to be so sad. People are going to listen to that today because that's Christine's, like, sweet, sad song.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
R.I.P.
I might be tearing up a little.
You're so...
Push it down. Push it down. Be a man. Be a man and push it down.
Oh, so men don't cry?
It's okay. All
right.
It's okay to cry.
I think I fended it off.
Men don't cry and they rank their hooters.
I think I fended it off.
Last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call today is brought to you by our friends at Kraft Axe Throwing. It's Wednesday, which means it is college night. Go by with your student ID every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Show your student ID and get 25% off your lane.
Here you go, Cody.
Who loves your Rocky Top?
Excuse me.
What's happening?
So there you go, Cody.
College night. He's making a joke here.
What's the joke?
Creepy Cody.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go see those college girls. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume that's what the joke was. Yeah, I didn't know if...
College girls.
Yeah.
Love those college girls.
They always stay the same age.
Again, you two keeping me in a box that I'm still 25. I've not evolved in any way.
No, we know you're not 25.
I haven't grown in any
that's
way.
That's why the joke's funnier. It gets funnier with time.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. When I'm 45. Yeah.
College girl.
Yeah, if you were 25, that, joke, that joke would not be funny at all if you were 25.
That's true. I like today's show because we haven't really done any of our segments. We've just had fun.
You gave me one headline, two headlines total, I think, for the show.
Yep. And one to kick off each hour.
We got one overrated, underrated.
Yep. Yeah.
Just talk about Hooters.
We've just been off the cuff today. These are my favorite shows. How do you feel about the show?
Honestly, the last 2 hours, my right side has hurt really badly. So I'm kind of, my lower back slash, I guess maybe where my kidney would be has been kind of hurt.
I know. Need that.
Yeah.
You do make fun of my health a lot, you know?
My body aches. So I've never made any
karma.
I've never acted like it did. My body aches.
I don't want you to have a health problem, but like.
Sounds like you do.
It would be kind of. Kind of, you know, if you had a heart attack before I did, it would be kind of like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have poked so much fun at me, you know? Karma.
So now you're telling me how you want me to have a heart attack.
No, I don't want to have a heart attack.
Is that what I'm hearing now?
I don't want to have a heart attack.
Is that what I'm hearing now? You want me to have a heart attack?
I do not want you to have a heart attack. And heart attacks scare me just because I feel like they hurt.
So you'll feel better if somebody else has one before you?
Yeah, no. Sounds like it.
Well, I would like to know about it before I have mine, because I'm definitely going to have one.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it to hurt, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Seems like it'd be painful. You know,
I'm so annoyed at this sleeper app for fantasy football, because you have, like, the group chat in there, and you can, like, react with emotes to people's stuff. It's been Halloween-themed since before Halloween, and it just hasn't changed back.
We're well past.
And we're past Thanksgiving now. Like, can you please update this?
What do you think the odds are Argentina wins 3-0?
I think I bet correct score 2-0. So
2-0, 2-0 is 4-1 at this point.
Oh wow. Okay, so that actually went down. When did I get to that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure it went down because I mean, scoring two goals and a half ain't necessarily easy.
Well, I think it was like a higher odds for that to be the correct score earlier in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe they thought Argentina like pre-game was score or more. Oh, okay.
So I guess they've seen the attacking they've done and they're like, oh, they're probably gonna get a couple.
Yeah.
Because they were getting really aggressive there towards the end.
Yeah, maybe they don't rub it in on them.
Yeah, three. I mean, that's what England did yesterday. It was 3-0 in the second half, pretty much, on Wales.
Can't believe Christine McVie has died.
You seem very torn up about this.
R.I.P. to a queen. She is a real queen. She wrote You Make Love and Fun about having an affair on John McVie and made him play bass to it for 40 years.
1-0 plus 2 dirty is not terrible.
You think that's queen-like behavior?
Yeah.
0-0 tie still a favorite? That's not going to happen.
I don't know. It's pretty mean.
I was going to say, it's kind of mean. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.